Hi, is Rick there?
You're talking to.
Hey, Rick, is this Rick Shanny?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, my name's Jeff. I'm calling from Canada. The reason I was calling, sir, is because I'm very confused about what I've been hearing about stuff about 9/11 lately. And I figured, well, if I could maybe talk to someone that saw stuff and stuff like that, maybe you could clear up all this confusion in my head. Like, there's all this weird stuff going on TV and stuff right now.
Oh, I can do what best I can.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. Like, do you live in Shanksville or something?
No.
Oh, you live somewhere else?
Well, at the time, I lived in Berlin.
But didn't you see, like, some kind of jet or something I was reading? I was reading a little bit about stuff on the Internet, and I saw something like you heard an explosion or something?
We didn't hear it. Well, I didn't hear it. But I seen me and a couple other guys seen I took it for a small plane, I don't know how big it was, fly across right after that.
Was that like a Lear type jet or something?
Yeah.
Yeah? It was like a little kind of thing or something?
Well, I really don't know how big it was, I just know there was a jet that went over. Not long after that one went down.
Oh, like after Flight 93 went down, this little plane or some other plane kind of flew around?
Well, it flew. Yeah, I was out at, I don't know how familiar you are with around here, but I was out at Buckstown, the sawmill.
A sawmill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that like near like the mines or something like that?
What?
Is that, like, have anything to do with the mines or something that were around where the plane went down?
It come down on one coal company ground.
It came what?
The plane that crashed.
Wait, the one in Shanksville, right?
93.
Yeah, yeah.
That landed, or crashed into a mine. Well, it was part of a coal mine.
Okay, that's what I was reading. Did it go into the water or something? Or no, like that place, in that field where they have it crashed?
Yeah.
Like, why does it look like it's not a hole that would have a plane and there's no debris and anything like that?
Well, that I can't answer. I don't know.
Well, what about Val McClatchy's, her photo there, it's really famous. It's called, like, the End of Serenity or something. It shows a smoke cloud or something.
See, no, I never seen none of that.
And she sells it on the internet for $20, a photo, and she just scans a photo off her computer, and people say that's fake and stuff like that. You never heard anything about that kind of stuff?
Huh?
You never heard anything about that kind of stuff?
No.
Oh. But did you, like, were you there? Did you get to go there or anything?
Well, I'm living in, I guess you'd call it Shanksville now. I'm in Shanksville School District now.
Oh.
Just moved here in October, I believe it was.
But you were still around, like, in 2001, like, on September 11th, right?
Yeah, I was working that day at the sawmill.
Oh, and you saw, like, so you seen Flight 93 and another little plane?
Well, I didn't see 93.
Well, you didn't see
one.
You didn't see Flight 93, but you saw another little plane right after?
Yeah.
So you heard the crash or saw the smoke, or what did you see it or hear it or what?
I didn't hear it. I was down at the mill where the chipper is, and that makes enough noise that...
Oh, like you were working the wood chipper or something?
Well, I wasn't working the wood chipper, but I was around it.
Oh, so that was blocking out all your hearing from anything else, I guess, because it's really loud?
Yeah, it's loud.
Oh, okay. So, like, some guys come running in and say, wow, oh my God, a plane crashed or something like that?
Sort of figured because something was going on because they come running out of the sawmill. Now, the guys up in the log yard there said they heard or could feel the ground shake.
Oh, they could feel the ground shaking? They felt the ground shaking?
Yeah.
Oh. But did you guys, like, run up to, like, the field or whatever?
Well, that's a pretty good distance for us to be running that far.
Oh, did you see smoke in the air or anything?
I didn't know.
No, nothing?
I didn't.
Oh. Hmm. But what about that little plane? Did you ever find out what that little plane was or anything?
From what I was told, that plane was sent through the search for 93.
Oh, that was looking for 93.
That's what I was told.
That's what you were told. Just by, like, other people you talked
to?
Well,
I don't know who it was. I can't think of the name of it now.
Did, like, the FBI or any people like that ever talk to you?
Well, there are people stopped in there at the mill, but I can't tell you who they were. I don't know.
Oh, they were, like, asking questions? Like,
yeah.
Was it, like, in the movies how they say these guys in black come around and tell everybody to shut up and stuff?
Well, I didn't see nobody in black.
No men in black around? What about, like, the area? It's still sealed off, I heard?
Well, they have guards around it now.
Oh, so they do. Okay, see, I heard it was fenced off, and I heard, like, you can't go to the actual spot.
No, you can't.
And then sometimes I've heard that they actually have 24-hour guards there, and then sometimes I've heard they didn't.
Well, the coal company that owns the ground now, they're supplying the guards, or I guess you call it guards. I'm assuming it's only one person.
Oh, he's kind of like the security guard for the coal company or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what if someone, like, you couldn't just, like, if I lived there or something like that, I couldn't just walk over to the field, walk right up to the hole or whatever and put, like, a flower or a card there or something like that?
Probably not.
Probably not? I'd just have to, like, leave it by the fence or something?
Yeah.
And how far?
Well, it's been a while since I was down. They had a thing up on the hill away from it where people would put stuff at.
Oh, okay, so they had, like, a certain spot people could leave them, like, they had a memorial place or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How far is the fence? Like, I heard it's, like, a 5-mile radius around it or something, so you can't even, like, get near to see it or anything.
Oh, I would say it's probably something like it.
Yeah. What about, like, that part of where they showed, like, all that debris looking like around someone's barn or something, and it had, like, a little lake or something or a pond right around it? Like, right by the field? I don't know. There was, like, white. It looked like almost like paper scattered everywhere in the pictures and stuff.
If I'm not mistaken, I think there's a barn or a farm. One will be on the next road over. Yeah. Was you ever there?
No, I just seen pictures.
Oh. Well, then I can't explain.
I also seen, like, pictures. I don't know. What about, like, was there any forest fires or anything like that?
That I can't answer. Well, I would say no. I'm sure it burned around where the grass and stuff was.
Oh, so the field's big enough that it wouldn't have started burning trees and a forest fire caught on fire or anything?
I would say, yeah.
It wouldn't have happened?
I wouldn't think so.
And what about, like, there was this guy I read about, too. His name's Wally Miller or something. He was the coroner. And he said, I guess he has conflicting statements. Like, at the beginning, he said he went there, and there was, like, no bodies, no blood, no nothing. And there was, like, really nothing there but a hole in the ground.
Well, there was a pretty good hole in the ground.
But was there, in all the pictures and stuff like that, it looks like, I don't know, it doesn't... You know, I guess that's why there's so much controversy about it, because you look at these pictures, it's like, where's the plane?
Yeah.
And they're like, excuses. It's like, oh, well, the ground was really soft and swampy, so when the plane went in, it went in really hard, and they say it nosedived right in from thousands of feet up in the air, just straight down. But then other people say it twisted and turned, and it was like, oh, I don't know. It's weird. And then that little white plane, that makes it even weirder.
Uh-huh.
The little white plane or whatever?
Yeah.
That was flying around right after the crash or whatever, the sound or whatever like that?
Uh-huh.
And then people also say something about that mine used to have, like, ordnance blasts or whatever that is.
Yeah.
And they said, well, they could have did that, and it could have been an ordnance blast, and I don't know. There's so many different theories, I guess, people have, and it's just boggles your mind when you start reading about it. Like, it's interesting. Like, you go on the internet and you just, like, you could go to Google and type in 9/11 and just all this stuff comes up. And they got all these, like, Rosie O'Donnell and all these celebrities, the guy who owns the Dallas Mavericks NBA team, they're all coming out and saying they want a new investigation on 9/11. There's too many unanswered questions, and it's all weird. And Shanksville seems like a mystery. Like, it's almost like this little unknown town, and then all of a sudden, one day, it becomes the, you know?
Yeah.
This all of a sudden, it'll be famous forever now. It'll go down in the history books as, you know, one of those places or something. But, I don't know. I thank you very much for spending some time and talking to me about it.
All right.
And you have yourself a very good night, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.